Columbus Health Commissioner Dr. Mashika Roberts says the vaccine will be available at 72 sites in Franklin County. That includes the four hospital systems, the city and county health departments, and a variety of different pharmacies, most at Giant Eagle and Kroger locations. The 1B group includes residents 65 years of age and older. Seniors 80 and older will be the first group to receive the vaccine next week. Each following week, the eligibility drops by 5 years. Roberts recommends checking in with your health care provider first.
Our four adult hospital systems here all have a plan. They've all proactively reached out to their patients who would qualify. So if they got that message from their provider, they should follow up with that. If for some reason that does not work for them or that's not convenient for them, then they can clearly go to a Giant Eagle or a Kroger or any of the available pharmacies that are offering the vaccine. Again, that list is available at the Ohio Department of Health. And then obviously your local health department is a resource for those who don't have a regular provider. So people will have a lot of choices and a lot of places, but our recommendation is they start with their health care provider, assuming they have one.
Columbus Public Health will receive only 600 doses and the county health department 500, so Roberts urges patients as additional doses become available.
I know that is a small number, and I am certain that we will run out of those doses very quickly. A lot of this, at least the approach we're taking, is relatively new to us. It's a work in progress, but we want to make sure that those who want the vaccine and those who are eligible for the vaccine have an opportunity to get the vaccine.
That's the same sentiment from Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center's Chief Clinical Officer, Dr. Andy Thomas, when vaccinations begin at the Schottenstein Center.
Currently, we're planning to do over 3,000 per day as our maximum number per day there. We do not feel we have enough vaccine next week to reach that number, but we're excited over time as more vaccines are approved and the product supply chain continues to improve that we'll hopefully be able to get to that number or even higher. With some innovations that we planned once we're in on site working there, we're planning to trial some innovations to make it more efficient. We could get as high as potentially 4,000 per day eventually.
Dr. Roberts says a public awareness campaign on the importance of receiving the vaccine will come soon. Mount Carmel's Dr. Nick Creatsoulis may have already provided the slogan.
I think the bigger message to carry is that the only way out of this pandemic and to get back to real normal life is with vaccinations or getting the virus. So I think vaccine, virus, I'd rather get the vaccine.
The 1B population also includes two more groups eligible to receive the vaccine soon. A rollout for anyone born with congenital or developmental issues should be coming later this month. Adult educators and staff who work in K-12 buildings should begin receiving the vaccine the first week of February. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.